Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The third, the final hour of the Rob Brown Show portion of the Ingles Supermarket Super Show is on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. I am Rob Brown. Mark Ryan will return momentarily. My man's off walking about grabbing some interviews for us. We've got all sorts of ESPN and ACC Network folks and
Is that really what he's doing?
Yeah, no, it really is. I'm actually watching him right now.
Okay, so he's not looking for the food.
Rob had to show up this morning at 9 a.m., set up the gear, set up the equipment, make sure Mark Ryan's work spot was just clean, pristine. So all he had to do was set up and show up and put on a headset and be ready to talk. And then after his show, I'll break it all down and bring it all back. So I told Mark he has two jobs, get me guests and get me snacks. And as long as he does that, I'm happy to do all the rest. So I feel like it's a decent trade.
I think that is a good trade if he fulfills that duty. If I were you, I would ask him for one of those oranges. I mean, that's the least he could do. Walk over there and grab one of those oranges and bring it to you.
So I'm turning around and I can tell you, Lonzo, that when you come up the stairs, when you come up the escalator to the second floor where the actual radio row is, when you come to the top of the escalator, right at the front, when you come up the escalator about 15 feet in front of you, they have three trophies. They have the College Football Playoff National Championship trophy to the left. They have the ACC Conference Championship trophy in the middle. And then they have the Orange Bowl Championship trophy full of the oranges over to the right. Now, here's where it's interesting. The Orange Bowl trophy is close enough. They've got it all with the rope barriers, the velvet rope barriers. So you can't just walk right up to them. But the oranges are definitely within arm's reaching distance of the barrier, and they're on the opposite side from the security guard, right? So, like, I feel like you just wait for him to look down at his phone or the other side, and you can snag one. The problem is, right next to the Orange Bowl trophy, there are three radio station tables that are set up looking directly at the trophy. So the only way that we could get away with it, Zoe, would be if our radio brethren from those three stations don't narc on us, right? If they don't narc on us, I could totally snag one. The problem is, competition's tough here for interviews and whatnot. We're very happy to have had Don Munson, voice of the Tigers, Wes Durham from the ACC Network, from Durham and Packer, phenomenal ACC-based show. If you're into that, we got a couple more that we're hoping to get before the end of the day. If any one of those radio dudes narcs on us, though, I feel like that's the end of our broadcast here on Radio Row.
All right.
And they are right there by the other three radio stations.
This is a suggestion. Not that I know anything about this. Maybe I saw it on a movie or something. But if you were to go up and talk to the radio station directly in front of the trophy, you occupy those guys. Mark Ryan comes behind you sneakily, grabs an orange. There you go. No one's going to know you did it. You bring it back to the table, and we all win.
I don't know, man. I'm working the specs out in my head. Problem is that it's three tables wide, right? So you'd have to distract not just the radio crew in the middle, but to the left and right. There's about a 17 to 20 foot long area full of radio dudes looking at that trophy, and all it takes is for one to look over and realize what's happening.
All right, here's
that's where we get into a problem.
Here's another angle. I know you want to get into the show, but I'm also trying to help you so he actually comes back. You have Mark Ryan walk up there with the wad of cash that he gets paid for being in radio and go, hey, man, how much for an orange?
How much for an orange?
How much for an orange? See if you can get that security guard to break, because if it's the same guy, he's tough. He's really tough.
He's a bad-looking dude, Zoe. He is a bad-looking dude. Like, I would not mess with this cat.
I was talking serious stuff when we were there 2 years ago, but I was trying to get him to come and say something to Mark.
Oh,
and
I don't know, man.
It never worked.
I don't know. This is a bad-looking dude. Like, he is – he's a – now, was he a sheriff's deputy that you were here?
Oh, no. This was a plains closeman.
Oh,
no.
This is – the dude watching right now is a sheriff's deputy, and he is a – like John Bernthal from The Punisher, bad-looking dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't he doesn't have the patrolman sunglasses.
Oh, no. He's one of those dudes that is so big he can't cross his arms. You know what I mean? Like, his biceps are so big, he can't really cross his arms.
Okay.
He just kind of lets his wrist cross, and that's the best he can do. That's kind of what this guy looks like.
Fat guys have that same problem. I did at one point.
No, I would tell you, as a former fat American, I understand the premise of not being able to get your arms crossed. This dude can't cross his arms because his biceps will touch in the middle. I am not going around this cat for an orange, though. It's going to have to be some Ocean's 14-level stuff if we're going to end up getting one of those.
All right, I'm very disappointed, but yeah, you probably shouldn't cross a deputy.
No.
I wouldn't want anyone to get arrested.
No,
that would be bad. That would look bad on the station. So,
yes, exactly. I don't want this to be my first .. and last ACC kickoff event. You know what I'm saying?
Although there might be some other, you know, media outlets that might be a little more shady. Maybe you pass them some cash and see if they'll still annoy you.
I don't mind because, like, if they get caught, then there's more interviews for me. If they don't get caught, I get an orange. I mean, wins all around.
Absolutely.
Is what you're saying. All right. We got a lot of stuff to get to in this hour of the show. Phone lines are open, by the way, at 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us on the Eagles Market text line at 71307, 71307. Start your text with ESPN so we can read them on the air. Texter says, Rob, you would get more interviews if people knew you successfully swiped an orange. So that's the problem, Lonzo. You can't brag about successfully swiping the orange until the event's over, dude. If it gets out that you swiped an orange while you are still here, you are done. There are no more orange swiping opportunities at that point.
I am just guessing that they don't have chips in those oranges, so they don't know if that orange is an orange from that thing.
Man, I got too much pride to walk out of here, buy an orange from Publix, and pretend like it's me. You know what I mean? I got too much pride for that. If you get one, you get one.
If I recall, you could head downstairs, and I believe there's fruit down there somewhere.
Yeah, it's not the same, though. If you're going to end up with an orange out of the orange bowl, it's got to be an orange bowl
orange. No, but here's what you do. And Mark's still not there, so you tell Mark that you swiped it and, you know, go at his pride and say, hey, man, I took one of those. I bet you can't.
Okay, that actually is a better idea. That's a better idea. You're nefarious, and I love it, Lonzo. You really are. At ESPN, Mark, Rob is officially a celebrity now since he's doing a show with the Mark Ryan. Oh, I've been upgraded in the eyes of the listenership, though. It's been a year and 6 months, but I finally made it because I'm sitting next to Mark Ryan. Wins all around, boys.
I would say you're not sitting next to Mark Ryan.
Technically, this moment, I am not. That is correct. Mark, now I will tell you this. Mark has disappeared from my field of view at this point. It is official. He was right over there. I was watching him, and now he is completely gone. I suspect there may be brownies downstairs involved.
I speak from experience. Being there with him, he tends to get lost. If you can't see him, you may not see him for quite some time.
All right, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP. ESPN do have a little bit of sad news to report this afternoon. Bobby Bowden, the former Florida State coach, seems only appropriate as we are here at the ACC kickoff event. Bobby Bowden has been diagnosed with a terminal disease. I have not found out exactly what it is. I've got a rumor from a friend of mine down in Tallahassee that says it is cancer. Quite a bit of pain-killing medication right now, and is expected to, unfortunately, not have much time left. That is the report coming out of Tallahassee right now. The Bowden family has asked for privacy at this time. Bowden said in a statement shared with the Tallahassee Democrat earlier this week, quote, "I've always tried to serve God's purpose for my life on and off the field, and I am prepared for what is to come. My wife, Ann, and our family have been life's greatest blessing," end quote. Bowden's health has been deteriorating since he tested positive for COVID-19 in October of last year. He was hospitalized in late June for 5 days and has struggled to regain his strength. Since that point, he has been under supervised care and is resting comfortably at his home in Killern Estates, just outside of Tallahassee. He said, quote, "I feel fine, but I can't do much," end quote. That's what he said back in early July when his health was taking a turn for the worse. So, I think the Lonzo, I know that Clemson and Florida State had a bit of a pseudo rivalry going there for a little while. You know, Florida State for a very long time was the dominant force in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Over the past handful of years, Clemson rose up, took the throne away from Tallahassee and brought it up to South Carolina. And ever since that point, you know, Florida State has been setting their sights on getting back to where Clemson is now. But there are certain elements that transcend college sports. There are certain elements that transcend certain rivalries. And I think the legacy of Bobby Bowden, I think what Bobby Bowden has been able to accomplish during his time in Tallahassee, I think it makes Bobby Bowden one of those fixtures. We send our thoughts down to the Bowden family. I actually grew up down in Fort Walton Beach around Bobby Bowden's family. His daughter is an attorney down in Fort Walton Beach where I'm from. I actually had her husband and Bobby's grandson as the baseball coach and a teammate of mine many, many years ago in Little League. One of my favorite stories from when I was growing up, in the prime years of the Bowden era, Bobby Bowden showed up at one of his grandchildren's, I was on his team at the time, Little League baseball games. Coach Bowden came to the game, was sitting in the stands, and told every person, people started asking for pictures and autographs, and he told every person, "I absolutely will take a picture and sign an autograph with you, but let's do it after the game. I'm here for my grandson, not to take attention away from him." And held true to his word. He sat there. He cheered for his grandson's team, my baseball team at the time. When the game was over, he came into the dugout. He hung out with the kids. He coached us a little bit, gave us some words of wisdom. And as a matter of fact, I still have my Little League glove that Bobby Bowden signed from that day in my apartment back in Greenville. Then he went out, he signed every autograph for every parent, took every picture on one of the old school disposable cameras that anybody could find. Just a stellar dude. I had many interactions with Coach Bowden when I was working down in the Florida Panhandle, whether it was covering games in Tallahassee. When I was in high school, Bobby Bowden came over and was the keynote speaker for our FCA meeting at one point. When I was in a philanthropy group, called the All Sports Association down in Destin, Bobby would come over. He wouldn't be a speaker or anything. He would just come over to spend time with us out of the goodness of his own heart. You know, Zoe, there are a handful of people in college football that transcend the sport just because of their character, just because of who they are. And Bobby Bowden is absolutely one of those. So we hate to hear what he is going through, what Coach is going through. Sending the best to his family and his friends down there. Talk about a guy who rose above the sport to become, Lonzo, somebody who was bigger than college football. Just a good dude.
Absolutely. I've never met him before, but from what you've said, I mean, he seems like a really nice guy. I loved his commercials. I don't know if you remember some of the commercials with Dagum. Every single time. So cool. And you're right. There was a connection for a little while when it was the Bowden Bowl between Clemson and Florida State. And that was always very interesting. So sad to hear that he's in poor health.
Yeah, it really is. Wishing the best for for Coach Bowden's family, just a sad bit of story, sad bit of news breaking earlier today. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. We got a couple more things we need to get into today. Mark and I, in just a minute, will break down NBA game number 6, and 6 was all she wrote. The Milwaukee Bucks, ladies and gentlemen, are your 2021 NBA champs, the fifth team out of 36 to try to come back from down 0-2, just the sixth team to do it successfully. And Giannis Antetokounmpo becomes, I think, maybe the most well-liked NBA player in the country. We'll talk about that. Team USA Women's Soccer got their Olympic tournament started, and game number one did not go well. The Americans on the L category, taking a loss in game number one in the Olympics. What went wrong? We'll talk about that. Plus, reports coming out that there are four teams that are still expressing interest in signing Deshaun Watson. We'll ask Mark Ryan, is that legit or is that clickbait? When we come back, I'm Rob. He's Mark. Lonzo back in the studio. This is ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Mark Ryan sitting in alongside yours truly. Lonzo back in the network studio. Won't spend a ton of time on this, mainly because I didn't get to watch it between yesterday at Media Day and then the NBA Finals last night. The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team over in Tokyo taking on Sweden and take a 0-3 loss in the opening round of group play. The Americans, of course, coming in as the Olympic gold medal favorites. Watch some highlights, if there were very many of them to be discussed from the American side. An 0-3 loss, they looked disoriented. They looked lost. They looked, well, basically, unlike any game that they've had in the last 44 attempts, none of which have been losses. But they go to Tokyo. They lose in the opening group round. There are some people blaming that, Mark Ryan, on distractions. They came out wearing Black Lives Matter shirts. All but I think three players took a knee during the national anthem being played before the game. A lot of people are blaming this L on a focus on protesting, a focus on getting attention for the BLM movement, et cetera, that their heads weren't in the right place. And while I personally support their message and what they're trying to do, at the same time, the goal there is to win. That's why you go to the Olympics. Yes, it's, but you get your message spread by winning as well. That is an absolutely shocking result, Mark Ryan.
Yeah, Rob, it's time to play sports, and we never fare well in the Olympics, it seems. Sweden always gets the better end of us there, and let's be honest. There's not a lot of buzz, there's not a lot of juice, there's not a lot of momentum for the women winning gold in this. I mean, you can feel the lack of it. I can feel the lack of it. This team plays its best when it's been disrespected, when its title has been stripped away from it. The World Cup is the bigger of these two events. It wouldn't surprise me at all, Rob, if this team doesn't even advance out of their group. Australia, okay? Australia is the number 9 team in the world, okay? They're in their group. They've already lost to Sweden. You lose one more, you are not going to advance. New Zealand is number 22. They play them next. Australia is number 9. I wouldn't at all be surprised if the U.S. does not even get out of their group. And that'll be shocking to many people. But sometimes I think when you look at this team, it might be time for a little bit of a reboot, man. Out with the old, in with the new. Carly Lloyd, Megan Rapinoe, et cetera. It might be time to kind of usher in the new generation and kind of take the next couple of years getting them ready for the next World Cup. The Olympics is just not our event, man. There was no juice heading into this. When this team is expected to roll over everybody is when today happens, and that's exactly what we saw.
So, you know, you mentioned there that this team does play its best when they're up against it, right? When they've been insulted, when they've been disrespected, et cetera, et cetera. I got to tell you, getting smoked by Sweden 3-0, I'd like to think that's a shock to the system, right? I'd like to think that's enough that gets this group, especially, and you mentioned, the older players, the Carly Lloyds. This is it for her. I would not be shocked if this wasn't the last one for Alex Morgan. It's definitely the last one for Megan Rapinoe. You've got the Kristen Presses, who are kind of that transitional, but there's a lot of young ones, Lavelle Rose, et cetera. There's a lot of young women on this team that are the future of U.S. soccer, and I wouldn't be shocked if the older players, maybe this was a jolt, right? I mean, if they did show up with a message of, we'd rather have our message heard than win, well, that's fine, but you're right. You're going to be out. You're going to be done. You won't make it. And what is going to get more for, I'm sorry to say, because again, I support them and their message. I got their back. But what is going to do more to spread that message than spread that message from a gold medal podium, right? I mean, that's the best way to get it heard. Texter says, ESPN, you have no idea how happy that women's L made me after watching them strut out with BLM shirts and taking a knee. I love cheering for the U.S., but that's one time that I would love to see them take a fat L. I can't rear it against my country, dude.
Rob, I got to tell you something. I had a call with a new client today, right? And the guy said, he's from Milwaukee. And the guy from Milwaukee who's involved in an agency that's doing some business with us. And he said, Mark, everyone here is thrilled that Milwaukee won. I got to be honest with you. I tuned away from the NBA for a while because I just want to see sports. I'm over all the social message stuff. You and I have an extended period of time every day that affords us the luxury to get to some of that stuff. But I do think, Rob, it's just time to play sports. You know, like it's not like we're not trying to remove the significance of the movement. We understand what different movements are standing for. I think at this point we've heard the message, right? But when the NBA allows a murder to shut the league down, Like, think about what you're in effect doing, right? When a police officer is guilty of murder and he kills somebody, or when there's a second incident of violence, the NBA has allowed itself to be shut down by police officers, right? I think it's to the point now where when people tune in to watch the Olympics, they're thinking to themselves, can this not be a break from everything I get on the news all day long? I commend the women for wanting to stand for something they believe in, but you know what would garner so much more interest and attention is you guys going out there and kicking Sweden's butts. I don't know where the attention was today. I don't know where the focus was today, but we didn't even look like a top 20 program in this game.
Yeah, I doesn't bother me. Really doesn't. When the players say, this is our lives, this is a message we want to send, that's fine. But my message to the players would be very simple. Hey, you have a platform because you are the best in the world. That's why you have the platform. And if you don't go out and perform like the best in the world, and when I say perform, I'm talking the women losing to Sweden 3-0. I'm talking NBA players not taking to the floor. When you don't perform like the best in the world, whether it's because you're losing or because you're just refusing to play outright, you lose that platform too. I mean, it's great that a guy like LeBron has millions of Twitter followers to send his message out to, but you don't have that if you're not LeBron the basketball player, right? If you're not out there doing what you do as a basketball player, you lose that platform. Make sure you focus on that. That would be my message to them as well. It is one thing to wear BLM shirts and kneel and all that. And again, you're an American. As far as I'm concerned, that is the right of an American. And if a sports venture ever said, we're not going to let you do it anymore, now you have a decision to make. Is your desire to spread that message more important than your desire to play the sports? But until that directive comes down, you're an American who has the right to take a knee, who has the right to wear whatever you want to wear. But you lose your platform if you are not also performing in a way that makes you worth reporting on.
Rob, when you and I do our planning for the show every day, a lot of what I ask myself is the audience that I have today receptive to this? I don't think the audience is receptive to that at this time. I don't think it's receptive to it from the NBA. I don't think it's receptive to it from the U.S. Women's National Team. And if you are trying to send a message to people who are not receptive to it at this time because they're just tuning in to watch sports, I think you miss the boat. I think you turn off people. I think people say, my God, I want to get away from just social messaging for 1 minute. You are right. It is your right as an American to do it. It's also your right to turn off your audience and to hit them with a message that they may not be receptive to. It's something that you and I weigh on a daily basis. As an example, January 6th, storm in the Capitol. I made the executive decision, man, we're going to go all Capitol storming today, because I think the audience is going to be receptive to that.
Sure.
Like, to me, it just felt weird talking sports when everything was going to hell in a handbasket around us, right? Hey, nothing to see here, right? Let's continue with the sports. I thought they would be receptive to it on that particular day. But at this particular point, sports is a very welcome break from a lot of things that have stressed people out significantly. Sports is a break from COVID-19. It's a break from so many things. And when you tell me, and this is where the NBA got me, okay? The NBA is back, and the game, the tip-off is at 8 p.m., and I tune it at 8 p.m., Rob, and I get 21 minutes of social media messaging. I feel like that's false advertising. You should have told me to tune in at 8:21, because you told me the game was at 8. I tuned it at 8. Now I've gotten 21 minutes of social media advertising. Can I just watch basketball? Can we just watch soccer? Can we just, for the love of all that is good and holy, enjoy sports for once in our lives? Can I get an amen, people at the ACC kickoff? No, not a single one. Not a single
Looking,
one.
Looking, listening, no. All right. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Giannis Antetokounmpo drops 50 last night as the Suns become only the fifth team out of 36 to lose an NBA Finals after going up 2-0 in the NBA Finals. Last 2 weeks ago, we had a discussion prompted by Stephen A. Smith saying that Shohei Ohtani could not be the face of Major League Baseball because he doesn't speak English, has to speak through a translator. Mark Ryan, this is going to be a huge shock to you. You and I came out on very different sides of that bracket. Last night, we saw some people, including, and this one shocked me a little bit, but Manuel Ocha came out and said, Giannis Antetokounmpo can't be the face of the NBA because he is not the traditional American player. I got to tell you right now, I think Giannis Antetokounmpo is the face of the NBA right now, not because of his play on the court, but because of his play on the court and who he is off of it. The press conference where he dropped a, why did you leave the court? I had to tinkle. That is polite. Yes, I had to tinkle. Hilarious. Last night when that game ends, they show Giannis. He's sitting on a chair courtside, and he's crying. I mean, he is broken down because he did it. He accomplished his goal. He's hugging. He's hanging out with the crowd. Giannis Antetokounmpo might be the most well-liked. LeBron might be the best, but he's the most polarizing player in the NBA. I haven't heard a single person say a bad thing about Giannis Antetokounmpo, with the exception of James Harden. The dude absolutely is the face of the NBA right now.
Giannis Antetokounmpo has embraced blue-collar America. He embodies blue-collar America, right? There's no doubt about that. The other thing, Rob, is Giannis Antetokounmpo can speak the language. Number one, baseball isn't popular enough to have a face. Number two, how are you the face of baseball if you can't communicate with the fans of baseball? You can't communicate. Who is, like exactly, as an endorser, who's going to sell to Shohei Ohtani when you can't communicate with the people? That's what I think Stephen A. Smith was trying to communicate, albeit poorly, right? That's what I think he was trying to say. And I'll tell you, oh, thank you so much, my man Lawton Swan. I appreciate it, buddy. People just dropping gifts by us here. By the way, our friend Keegan Sullivan has dropped us a tweet, Rob, in which he has taken photos of us on the ACC network.
I mean, let's be honest. We have spent more time on the ACC net today than David Cutcliffe. We have spent more time on the ACC net than Mark Richt. We have spent more time on the network today than Wes Durham himself, and he's on TV right now.
I can see that the computer is getting in the way of my FaceTime here, Rob. So I'm gonna have to can I have to make an adjustment here. How is your computer not in the way of your FaceTime? That's something else.
Size of my head.
We're on the ACC network right now. This is absolutely fantastic. What a scene at the ACC kickoff, the Coastal Division Day, Duke, Georgia Tech, Miami, UNC, Pitt, Virginia, and Virginia Tech. Those are your teams in your ACC Coastal Division. Rob, I feel like I just got the Atlantic and Coastal Division teams right like about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I really studied it in my magazine this year.
How's that going for you today?
Well, it helps that we got the banner.
Yeah, we got a giant banner in front of us.
Informing us of all the teams in each division.
You know, I was going to say, you didn't sound certain there near the end.
There is a 6-foot by 4-foot banner hanging on the column right in front of us that has the divisions broken down.
Okay,
I will give him this. I'd be doing the same thing.
So what you're saying is someone walked in front of the banner when he stuttered just a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, Lazo. That's exactly what happened. Live on the ACC Network, it's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
Love
this is really cool.
Love to hear. All right, let's do this. We're going to go ahead, run to our half-hour break. Worry not, friends, because ordinarily we get to 3 o'clock and you go, oh, Rob's going off the air.
Oh,
Mark's
really?
Coming on.
Is that
the
what
air.
Happens?
Today, you get both of us all the way till 7. It's just at 3, Mark's going to talk more. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Final half hour of the Rob Brown Show edition of the Ingles Supermarket ACC Kickoff Super Show comes your way next on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Rob Brown edition of the ACC Kickoff Ingles Supermarket Super Show is on ESPN Upstate. Rob and Mark Ryan with you. We're taking you all the way up until 7 p.m. this evening. All right, Mark Ryan, report coming out from YahooSports.com, and I'm going to ask you a simple question about it. Report coming out from YahooSports.com claiming that as of right now, there are still four teams that are interested in making a move to sign Deshaun Watson. One of those teams is the Carolina Panthers. Yahoo Sports reporting that the Carolina Panthers, along with the Miami Dolphins, the Denver Broncos, and one other team, are still very interested in signing Deshaun Watson. After all we know that's gone down this offseason, after we've seen so many other teams bail out from the talks with Deshaun,
I need to interrupt you. Sam Howell is directly in front of you right now.
He sure is.
Sam Howell is right
here. How about that? Soon to be ACC quarterback of the year.
That is most certainly true. He's standing in front of us right now. Now,
could you pull off those pants?
No chance in a million years.
Not a chance.
And I just talked about those with Diesel. Rob, I hate that style.
Do you?
I hate the style of dress pants that are too short with dress shoes that are with no socks. Okay? I can't stand the style.
Ladies and gentlemen, boomer fashion advice with Mark Ryan.
Wait. So. You don't have enough leg to show off to where you're good with that? Is that why you don't like
Lonzo,
it?
Lonzo, there would be a cold day in hell before you wore dress pants that were too short with dress shoes and no socks.
You know, back in the day, they called them things high waters.
Rob, you got to admit, it's not that I don't realize that that's fashionable,
Yeah. Okay?
But what I'm telling you is that fashion statement doesn't look good.
That's a fashion statement that only looks good if you can pull it off, and you have to be thin to pull that off.
So
fat guy can't rock those. Yeah. They look like joggers on a fat guy.
I was going to say, does it look like capri pants?
No.
It does.
No. The pants end, Zoe, right at the very top of where the ankle protrudes. All right? So it's not like halfway up the calf. The pants end right above where the ankle is. You wear the dress shoes with no socks, or, you know, socks, that the no-show socks, which, by the way, is my style. I'm a no-show sock guy, ankles out all day. But you can see, I would wear that suit if I was about 50 pounds thinner. I could get away. But you have to be thin or an athlete to wear that look. A fat guy can't wear that outfit.
And Mac Brown walks in front of us right now. Rob, true story. Do you remember this? You and I interviewed Mac Brown.
At a fish fry.
In the Florida Panhandle.
Yep.
And I think Sam Acho
was
there, too.
That is correct.
And as
great interview, by the way.
Proof that life comes full circle.
Yep.
Mac Brown is sitting right in front of us again. And I'll tell you, Sam Howell, honestly, outside looking in, Rob, is smaller than I thought.
He's quarterback size, dude. He's quarterback size.
But on the field, I guess, I don't know if it's the beard, the grizzly man kind of look. Like, I pictured a really thick dude, and I'm not seeing a really thick dude.
First off, he's wearing a sports blazer. Everybody looks a little less thick in the blazer.
I'm not saying he's small. I'm just saying I thought he was big.
You thought he was beefy.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of fashion, did you see Mac Brown's footwear choice?
Oh, absolutely.
The baby blue Jordans, man. Like, the brand new Jordans. Looks flat as Mac Brown.
Got to rock with that.
All right. So let me – I got to ask this question. Yahoo Sports Report comes out and says four teams still interested in signing Deshaun Watson. One of them is the Carolina Panthers. Mark Ryan, as a media representative, who is responsible, as am I, as is O, as is Diesel in his Schmedium shirts, for getting as much attention to our website as we can. Is that a legit report, or is that clickbait because we're just in the thick of talk season?
I mean, do I believe there are four teams that are interested in signing Deshaun Watson? I believe there are 34 teams out of 32.
34 out of 32.
That are interested in signing Deshaun Watson. I think that is true. When is Houston going to pull the trigger? That's the million-dollar question. if Houston has an offer today, do they pull the trigger today? Or do they say, no, what, you know what, we think we can get more when everything calms down, when everything. Most teams are saying we can't offer for Deshaun Watson today because we do not know what is going to happen. There are still media members in Houston that are saying, I don't care what Deshaun Watson says, I'm not trading him. I'm still not trading him, okay? I think, Rob, the Houston Texans missed an opportunity here, honestly, in a very Aaron Rodgers-esque situation where the player wants out, to back their guy during this time.
Yep.
You know, like, they could have backed him. They could have said, this is not what Deshaun Watson is about. This is not the Deshaun Watson we know. We can't wait to have Deshaun Watson back. They could have publicly backed him during this time. They did not. And now nothing has changed. And I ultimately think they will move on from him.
But you know why they didn't, right? You know why they didn't back him. They didn't back him because if any part of this turns out to be factual and he goes to jail, you backed a guy who went to jail. And I'm not saying it would have been. I mean, it's a judgment call to make. Houston could not have handled this any other way. There's no other way for them to have handled this.
What I said was, this is totally out of character for the Deshaun Watson I know.
Sure.
It is almost impossible for me to believe that he is guilty of any of this. Deshaun Watson has done a ton of good in the Houston community. I see no problem whatsoever with the Texans coming out and saying that. Okay? None of those things are factually inaccurate. I don't know. I think it's an opportunity missed when Deshaun Watson wanted somebody to step out and be in his corner. The Houston Texans were not there.
Hang on, I'm taking a picture of us on the ACC network. Let me lean over.
Rob Brown is literally has literally reached the point of narcissism where he's taking a photo of himself on his computer on TV through multiple cameras.
Well, there we are.
And there we are.
And there we are.
Actually, all right, Mark, if it bothered you so much, why didn't you lean out?
Actually,
the picture?
Wait a minute. Can I have that picture, Rob? That's a really good picture that
it
you
is.
Got.
It is.
That's a beautiful picture.
It is.
I agree. That highlights my good side.
You have a good side.
No, I don't.
Yeah, there we go.
It took me 44 years to realize that.
All right. You know what? With the eggs, Lonzo, let's do it. When we come back, Mark Ryan participates in his first ever edition of Twitter Trending Topics to wrap up our version of the show. Then Mark has to have all the responsibility hoisted upon him to host the back 4 hours, in which I will sit here and display my good side, which is all of them. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
All right, it's time for Twitter Trending Topics, where I tell Rob and Mark what is trending, and they will tell us what they know about it. By the way, Mark, I think you, I don't know if you did this or not, but you need to let the entire world know that I paid up that bet.
He did.
What bet, Lonzo?
Yeah, right. See?
Which was exactly what he said when, like, Lonzo paid off the bet.
What's this for?
I initially felt like, what is this for? You know, because he owed me lunch, not a $10 bill. But then it occurred to me that the $10 bill served as lunch.
Yes.
Okay? So now I understand the bet is paid. Lonzo, thank you very much, sir. Easiest $10 I've ever made. I hope you learned a lesson from that.
Well, the reason why I bring that up, the first thing that's trending is Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, it was revealed earlier this week by Adam Schefter. He played the entire season on a torn MCL.
No.
Won the Super Bowl.
You're wrong.
On a butt. What am I wrong about?
You're wrong that this is why he was trending.
Oh, did he? Oh, no, because of the jokes at the White House.
It's going
That's
to be
right.
The best thing we heard today on Offsides at 5:55.
Very nice.
Because he again poked Lonzo, making fun of the 40% of Americans who believe the election was
he
rigged.
He told Joe Biden, don't worry, 40% of people think we lost the game too. Florida Tom Brady is so much better than New England Tom Brady.
By the way,
Florida Tom Brady's great.
I just want to point out, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, that's hilarious. That was funny.
Thank you.
It was.
There you go.
But I still don't believe he wrote it. All right, the next thing that's trending is Mark's old buddy, CM Punk.
Best in the world.
Oh, God.
Best in the world. Oh, CM God. Punk is apparently being rumored to be making a return to the wrestling ring. AEW seems to be the front runner, although I do believe WWE has a show in Chicago coming up
in the next handful of weeks. So put the odds down right now, Lonzo. Do we see CM Punk at AEW next Wednesday in Charlotte later than that, or does he make his return to the WWE?
I think he will come AEW, and this is something that you and I will be able to ask our two guests next Friday.
Yes, indeed, as we will be joined on Friday at 1:20 by half of the Hardy brothers, Matt Hardy from AEW, and then, of course, on Friday at 2:20, we will be joined by Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. Can't wait for that.
Is Mark doing it yet? Have you got
No, Mark's
do
not
it
doing
yet?
It yet.
He's not doing it yet. His eyes are rolling back in
think
his
I
head.
Get Mark to drive up here to Charlotte with me on Wednesday, next Wednesday, to watch AEW
oh,
for
yeah.
Fallen?
I'm sure he'd be down for
You're
that.
Coming up, right?
Yeah, yeah, sure. As
long Can as... we get Dr. Britt Baker to threaten Mark Ryan into coming up?
Well, if he said something to her, she probably would yank his teeth. Because, you know, Mark, she really is a dentist.
She really is a dentist.
She
in
actually
real life.
Is
that's
a dentist.
True.
All right, that's the next true. Thing that's trending, also one of Mark's favorite things, Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan back in the news today. I do not know.
Wait a minute. Do you know what Rob does when you do this, Lonzo? Rob cheats.
No,
every
I,
single
what did
time
I say?
You do this,
what did I
he's
say?
Looking up things.
No, what did I? No, I didn't. Oh, I did not look up CM Punk because I knew. I said I do not know why Daniel Bryan's in the news. So I'm letting Zoe tell me while I look it up.
Well, Rob looks it up. Isn't that cheating, Lonzo? He's not supposed to be looking it up.
I literally said I don't know why it's trending.
It is kind of cheating, Rob. It's without a doubt it's cheating. You know, he's supposed
you say the words Daniel Bryan. Rob puts Daniel Bryan into the Twitter search bar.
Because I don't know why he's trending, which is why
that's
I
the
said,
point of the segment.
I don't know
well,
why he's
keep
trending.
In, keep in mind, though, Mark, if you ruin this segment, he might find a way to ruin one of yours. So,
it's true.
It's already going on.
You done wasted the last segment. I got 4 hours of you coming up.
All right. Last thing that's trending. No one will be excited about this but me. Nightwing is trending.
No idea why Nightwing's trending. Of course, Nightwing,
here,
one of the many characters.
You type it in. All right. Nightwing is trending because he just got his own emoji, which I guess is a big deal.
Yeah, dude, getting your own emoji, you've made it. Like, that's legend status. You've gone down in the annals of history.
So what would your emoji be, Rob?
They already made one. It's the poop emoji. It's already there. Describes most of my career to this point. It's already plugged in.
The angel circle over your head is mine.
Yeah.
That is mine. That's the story of my life.
Yeah. That's going to do it for the edition of the Rob Brown Show here from the Ingles Supermarket Super Show. Good news for you. 4 more hours as Offsides takes over. Mark Ryan takes to the lead chair. I'll be sitting next to him. Why? To make his show better. That's next, right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.